Tenneke Springs is nestled into the side of a fjord on Chichagof Island, about 50 miles north of Sitka. You can only get there by plane or boat. It has a general store, a bathhouse, some lodges, a harbor, a seaplane base, and, depending on the time of year, between 50 and 150 residents. Of those residents, five are enrolled in the local public school for next year. That's right, five. Here's the problem.
We need 10 students in order to be considered a school under state law.
Shauna Harper lives in Tenneke. Her 16-year-old son is entering his senior year at the K-12 school. Harper is also on the regional school board that will make the decision whether to keep the school open. In many ways, the stakes of keeping a school open are higher here than in other, less remote parts of the country.
We cannot just put our child on a bus and send them to another school in another district that's close by, especially in Tenneke, because we are so remote that the students have no other alternative rather than to move out of the community or homeschool or take some type of correspondence school.
When a school in Alaska dips below 10 students, it starts losing state funding, sometimes all at once, sometimes over a period of 3 years. It's up to individual districts to make the decision whether to close. The Chatham School District, to which Tenneke belongs, has been in this position before. Harper says twice in the last 20 years, Tenneke's student population has been low enough to consider closing. Both times, the board voted to keep the school open and draw money from its reserves.
But in those other two instances, we had like 9 students. This year, we're looking at 5.
It's a wider gap that might be harder to bridge. And if the school closes...
We would look at going to Gus Davis. Because it is in the district.
The potential exodus of families from Tenneke is just one of the factors that worries residents like Darius Menino.
My wife and I first came to Tenneke in 1996. We were here for maybe 3 years. And we went to, then we were back and forth between here and Juneau.
They came back to Tenneke about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, well, we had a daughter. And so we thought, we wanted to raise her here.
Her name is Isla, and she's 3. Menino says he and his wife want Isla to grow up in a community with generational diversity, a mix of old and young residents.
Each of those groups interact with each other, and I think that, to me, makes a rich community, that those interactions, that's one of the unique parts of Tenneke, is that, you know, the kids have always had to learn to talk to the adults and talk to the older members of the community and vice versa. And so
one worry is the social and cultural impact the school's closure might have. Another concern, the economy.
They are the largest employer in town right now.
The school employs 7 people. It's also the largest consumer of utilities in Tenneke Springs. And Gordon Chu, who chairs the smaller advisory school board in Tenneke, says they've tried a lot of things in the past to keep the school population up. They've reached out to families and surrounding communities. They've advertised in magazines and newspapers. The school even tried to attract foreign exchange students, but that didn't pan out.
The program we were working with found out very late in our enrollment period that we didn't have a hospital, and their program did not allow their foreign exchange students to be so far away from a primary medical facility.
So now they're trying to spread the news that the school enrollment is low in hopes that someone will move their family to Tenneke Springs and boost the numbers. But in a matter of weeks? Well, Chu says that's not as far-fetched as it sounds.
It has happened numerous times before, and some of our greatest assets right now are people that moved here and stayed. We had a family of 5 move out a couple of years ago from Juneau, and they stayed as long as they could, but they had to move on. And we just don't seem to have any aces in the hole this year.
Chu says the situation is dire. But like any Hail Mary pass, you just hope the ball lands in the right place.
Like selling anything, you just have to get the word to the right person, and you never know how that's going to happen.
They have until the end of July. Then the superintendent of the Chatham School District makes a recommendation on whether to close the school. The board is expected to make its decision around August 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.